Even before I got up on the morning of May the 2nd, I knew it was a bright, sunny day. And sure enough, when I pulled back the curtains, it was glorious. Cloudless blue sky, the emerald lawn bright with the striped booths for the refreshments, the shell for the performers already in place, the chairs being put up for the 3,350 delegates who would converge on us at 4 o'clock, and the tulips around the fountain, a brilliant spot of color. Bess had planned well, but oh, what luck. I'm sure it was either Bess or Liz thought of putting on the back of the pretty gray program facsimiles of Linda's autograph, mine, Linda's, and Lucy's. The front, of course, showed the White House, American Light Opera Company, and the inside, the program they would present us, three songs from Guys and Dolls, and three from South Pacific, including my very favorite, Bali High, and that natural for the occasion, There's Nothing Like a Dame. The delegates were to come in buses, with a hostess on each bus. Such knowledgeable veterans as Lindy Boggs, Barbara Bowling, Mrs. Floyd Breeding, Dorothy Vredenburg Bush, Ann Chapman, Mrs. Frank Church, Carrie Davis, India Edwards, and Jane Freeman. Young and friendly daughters of congressmen had been assigned the job as ushers to help seat that enormous crowd as efficiently and graciously as possible. And all this planning was necessary because the tales we heard of last year were total confusion and pandemonium.